Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Well, it's a brand new week here on Frito and Katie, and time for a brand new Second Date Update. Zach, good morning, man. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Well, we're hoping we can get you this second date. We'd love to get you out of whatever this is. We never really know. But the question is, like, how's your mindset right now? You solid?
Yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm a little nervous.
Sure.
And I get the odds are against me here, right? I mean, no calls, no texts. Those are pretty good signs. I'm hosed, man. But I'm hoping maybe by some miracle this can be salvaged.
We believe in miracles, Zach.
We believe
in miracles. Otherwise, we would just have moved on to something else at 7:10.
Tell us, because we honestly do not like surprises, my man. Is this a case where you might know what went wrong, or are you completely in the dark? Is this a mystery? What are we working with?
To me, dude, it is a complete mystery. I mean, we didn't know each other well going in, but we still, like, knew each other. We're both in, like, a bigger group of friends. She moved to San Antonio from Dallas, like, a few months ago. And so, you know, she's kind of newer to the group, but, you know, she's gotten close with a few of the girls we run with. You know, it's weird to ghost me because it's, like, obvious we'll run into each other again.
Awkward.
That is
awkward.
Upsetting. Okay. All right. Tell us about the date.
Well, you know, I mean, it was pretty basic. You know, maybe that's what's the problem. I got the night off randomly, so I texted her to see if, you know, she wanted to go out and get some drinks. And, I mean, it was last minute. I mean, I didn't have a ton of time to plan, but she was down, and we had a blast. I mean, I figured the next day could be a little more involved, and, you know, the drinks were flowing and the inhibitions were flowing. She came home with me.
All right. Say no more, fam. Say no more. I do like the low key first date. Why try to do all this extravagant stuff when you don't even know what the story is, especially with your friends, you know, never how this is going to land. But anyway, it sounds like that went amazing.
So I'm assuming the night things escalated. Did something maybe happen the next morning? Because the date itself sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, she was gone by the time I got up.
Oh.
I guess that was my warning sign.
Okay.
But then again, I woke up around 11 o'clock. So I guess maybe that's normal. I don't know.
I could go either way on this.
That was very late.
All right.
What a night it must have been.
Have you heard anything back, like, at all since then?
No, dude, nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Since you, you know, you're all part of a group here and you've got mutual friends, have you checked in with any of them to see if, you know, maybe they've heard something or, you know, they know what's going on?
I did, actually, but I didn't get any responses.
Uh-huh.
So now everything is awkward.
Yeah, that's something. You think they know and they just don't want to tell you?
Right.
Or they don't want to get involved in this drama?
I mean, I know girls talk, so if they're not going to tell me anything, I guess they know.
Right.
They at least know something.
Mm. Not good, man. I'll be real. But we believe in miracles.
Yeah, what is that something?
Yes, we're going to find out. We're going to talk to her. Her name is Shannon. We'll get her on the phone at 7:25.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So that was Zach. Zach went out with Shannon. They're all part of a friend group.
This is going to be a Hail Mary, dude.
Oh,
no matter
how this ends, I feel like it ends badly.
I was trying to be nice on the phone. Everything he was saying was, like, really just, and again, I don't know what he did. But this does not sound like this one's going to go well. I don't know. We've seen strangers.
What could the problem be?
I don't know.
It was a last minute date.
Yeah.
Maybe she was expecting more and then was a little disappointed. But obviously she knew. I mean, it was a late text.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she wasn't so unhappy that she didn't go home with him.
That's true. No idea.
So we will find out. I think we've got her on the line. Shannon, hey, it's Frito and Katie from Y100. Are you there?
Hey, yeah. Hey, this is so weird. I listened to the show.
Oh,
hey, Shannon.
Well, then, Shannon, you might know what's coming. We've got got an all expenses paid second date package for you. And the only catch is you have to go back out with Zach. Is this ringing any bells?
Oh, no. Bless his little heart.
You hit him with the bless his heart, did
that's
you?
That's never good. Yeah. So what's going on?
Okay. I don't know how much you want to get into this on the radio, but I saw what I needed to see.
Okay.
That's a worry.
Ominous. Can you elaborate?
I mean, okay. We went to some bars and we went back to his place and we hooked up.
Right, right.
And.
Right. And.
And it wasn't good. I mean, it wasn't good. Like, one star. Like, would not recommend.
Oh.
I mean, it's so, so, so sad because he's what me and my girlfriends would call a dud stud.
What is a dud stud?
I mean, feel free to use that. I mean, it's basically, it's what you call a super hot guy who's super disappointing in the sack.
Oh,
I mean,
Shannon.
Such a waste. I mean, do you want to hear the nitty gritty?
Oh, no.
Not really, Shannon.
No. Please, please spare us the specific deets.
I mean, I'll just say, okay, so he's a very selfish lover. Like, he had a lot of enthusiasm. I will give him that. But it was obvious he was only in it for himself.
No.
I mean, like, it was,
no.
Oh my God.
Okay. I feel like we should explain that he has been on the phone.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No.
Oh, guys. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, this is the worst.
Yeah. So that is the idea of the second date update segment. And obviously we weren't aware that it was going to go here.
Right. Zach, how you feeling, buddy? Maybe this is like some constructive criticism. Maybe we can learn from this.
Man, that's pretty embarrassing. I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, we had a lot of drinks. I can barely remember leaving the bar. It's all bits and parts and parts and bits. And can we get a do-over?
No. It was not the drinks. It was like you had no idea what the hell you were doing. I mean, have you ever been with a woman? Do you know how things work down there? I mean, this isn't fun, but I mean, you were a total miss, man.
Yeah, that's weird because I've never gotten any complaints. I've been with a lot of women.
You didn't, because no one is going to tell you this unless they're tricked. I mean, like I was. Like, do you know how I know this is true?
How?
I know that's not a one-time thing because girls talk. We pass notes onto who has game and who doesn't, and I'll just leave it at that. And
Nobody
wants to be in a relationship where it's all about you.
Oh, come on. Maybe we just didn't have chemistry. That happens.
I mean, do you really want me to keep going? Like, take the hint, man. I don't want to keep embarrassing you. This is so awkward. You are bad in bed, okay? You're selfish in bed. Just be better. Get a book. Buy a video. I don't know. Ask somebody what they want next time, okay?
Is it possible that this could improve? Like, he could get better? Like, you're obviously friends on some level, so maybe over time, you know, after a couple
of days. I do not have that kind of time. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I am in my prime.
Wow.
Like, I mean, guys, if you are listening, you need to learn how to... I mean, I don't even bother with us real women unless you are like, man, so you are not worth my time.
Huh. Taking some notes, don't mind me.
Do you think she spelled that with two
no, stop,
E's?
Stop, stop, stop. Holy cow, wow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.